感谢主给我机会啊，在这个周末和弟兄姊妹聚在他的跟前。
I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to gather with brothers and sisters before Him this weekend.
啊，这过去的两天三堂的聚会。
In the past 2 days and the 3 meetings that we've had.
我个人呢，实在感觉从主从弟兄姊妹得着丰富的供应和扶持。
I abundantly felt that I have been supported and provided for by the brothers and sisters.
刚才我们弟兄带我们唱的那首诗歌哈，是一首非常宝贵的诗歌。
And the hymn that our brother had led us to sing today, it's a very precious hymn.
曾经有人呢问过以往在英国服侍的 Sparks 弟兄。
And someone had once asked Brother Spark, who served in England,
你最喜欢的诗歌是哪一首?
What is your favorite hymn?
他毫不思索的就说呢, Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
And without any hesitation, he said, Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
我相信今天早晨当我们一起在主的桌子跟前纪念他。
I believe as we remember our Lord before the Lord's table this morning,
我们每一个人的心都是向着他的。
That each one of our heart is towards Him.
啊，因为我们的主呢，没有保留的把他自己给了我们。
Because our Lord, without holding anything back, has given Himself to us.
今天早晨我起来在主面前一点点安静。
This morning when I woke up, I had a little bit of quiet time before the Lord.
安静完以后呢，主把一首诗歌摆在我心里面。
And at the end of my quiet time, the Lord placed a hymn in my heart.
所以我想我跟弟兄姊妹分享一下，好不好？
And I want to share this with brothers and sisters.
诗歌577首。
Hymn 577.
更加甘甜。
Still sweeter every day.
啊，这首诗歌是我在年轻啊，高中和大学时代呢，我们弟兄姊妹们常常唱的。
This is a hymn that we often sang in the days when I was in high school and college.
啊，经过了30多年，快40年的时间。
And after 40 years have passed,
啊，我觉得这首诗歌呢，在我的身上更，我更喜欢它。
I find that I like this hymn even more.
我们一起把歌词的第一节，我们用英文读一遍，好不好？
Let us read the lyrics of the first verse of this hymn.
我们一起读一下。
Let's read it together.
To Jesus, every day I find my heart is closer drawn. He's fairer than the glory of the gold and purple dawn. He's all my fancy pictures in his fairest dreams, and more, each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before. 好，我们请姊妹给我们弹副歌，我们一起唱一下这首诗歌。
我心甘情愿送耶稣，没人敢加禁止。他的黎明灿烂，金色荣光更加明艳。他就是我所追求的一切幻想美梦。他一天比一天更加美丽，芬芳甘甜。一半也参下不今生海岸那边，那日我总比以前更加美丽，更甘甜。我们再唱第一节，起来。我心甘情愿送耶稣，没人敢加亲近。他的黎明灿烂，金色荣光更加明艳。他就是我所追求的一切幻想美梦。他一天比一天更加美丽，芬芳甘甜。一般也猜想不到，今生海和那边。 主，他的荣光向我照耀，他的诚心更明亮，比百合花更鲜艳。他是我渴慕的心灵的造之人满足，他一天比一天更加美丽，芬芳更甜。一般也太想不到，今生海岸那边，那人我都比一切更加美丽，更甘甜真情。我心虽有时沉重，他却带来甘甜海。当我说白而伤心，他却用我如他怀。他如此待我重复，我心真不将他怜。他一天比一天更加美丽，芬芳更甜。一般也猜想不到，今生海恨那边，
不晓得有多少弟兄姊妹是第一次唱。
I don't know how many brothers or sisters is singing this for the first time. Please raise your hand.
很好，很好，第一次唱啊，希望呢你喜欢它。
I hope you like this.
希望这变成你的诗歌。
I hope this becomes your hymn.
啊，我们信主呢，就是我们追求去认识主。
We believe in the Lord, so we pursue to know Him.
我们人生呢，所有的遭遇都是神给我们的机会，让我们。
All the encounters we have in our life are opportunities that God has given us to interact with Him.
让我们认识我们的主。
So that we may know our Lord.
啊，他的副歌说，一半也猜想不到。
The refrain says the half cannot be fancied.
啊，Sparks 弟兄有一次讲了，他越认识主啊，就越觉得主的伟大。
Our brother Spark said that the more he knows our Lord, the more he realizes how amazing he is.
他感觉像一个小孩子到了大西洋边呢，尝到一条大西洋里面的水。他说我的主，我尝到的是主，但是我的主呢，像这个海洋那么大。
He said he is like a little child standing next to the Atlantic Ocean, that he only taste a little bit of it.
我们的主一天比一天，在第一节说更加的美丽，更加的芬芳，更加的甘甜。
As it says in verse 1, that our Lord, that he is sweeter. Each day he grows still sweeter than he was the day before.
英文就讲到更甘甜。
The English translation only has the word sweeter.
我们再把第一节唱一次好不好？
Let us sing verse 1 again.
我们一起来，第一节，一起来，请你给我们一点。
我心甘情愿，主耶稣美人更加亲近，他比黎明灿烂，天上荣光更加鲜艳。他就是我所盼望的一切所不能，他一天比一天更加美丽，芬芳甘甜。一般也太想不到，今生海恨那边，那人我祖比一切更加美丽，更甘甜。
我们一同有一点祷告。
Let us together have a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们满心的感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, our hearts are full of thanksgiving and praises.
每次我们和弟兄姊妹一同在你面前，喝饼喝杯，纪念你为我们死。
Every time when we are together with brothers and sisters before the Lord's table, breaking the bread, drinking from the cup, remembering your death.
我们在你的里面再尝到你的甘甜。
Inside of you, we've tasted your sweetness.
再尝到你自己爱的丰满。
To taste the abundance of your love.
再看见你的温柔。
To see your gentleness.
再摸着你的得胜。
And to be able to touch on your victory.
主啊, 我们的心实在盼望自己更深地被你吸引。
Lord, we hope that our hearts can be more attracted to you.
主啊, 愿你的荣光遮蔽我们的眼目。
May your glorious light shed on our eyes.
好叫我们单单地以你做我们的幻想和追求。
So that you alone are our dreams and our pursuit.
亲爱的主啊,
Dear Lord,
谢谢你已经把自己给了我们。
Thank you for giving yourself to us already.
愿你也在爱中得着你的教会。
May you in your love also begotten your church.
得着我们每一个属你的人。
Begotten each one of us.
主啊, 我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在这几天把你自己赐给我们。
That in these few days you've given yourself to us.
我们再把早晨这一段时间交在你的手中。
We give this time this morning into your hands.
让我们在你的话语中与你相会。
May we meet in your words.
成为我们的满足。
To become our satisfaction.
主啊, 我们也成为你的喜乐。
And that we may become your pleasure.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Let us turn to 1 John. For brothers and sisters who've been here for the past 2 days,
我相信大家对这一次的题目都已经很清楚了。
I believe that brothers and sisters are very clear on the topic this time.
约翰一书第五章第十三节。
It's 1 John chapter 5 verse 13.
找着了，还是请我们大家一起来读一次。
Once you find it, let's read it together.
这好像使徒约翰呢，他亲自的在向我们说话一样。
This is as Apostle Paul is personally speaking to us.
我们大家一起来读。
Let us read it together.
我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。我们这一次的题目呢，是这一节圣经的后一半，要叫我们知道自己有永生。
Our topic this time is the latter part of this verse, that you may know that you have eternal life.
我们曾经在第一堂里面讲到。 这个生命在我们里面第一个表现和经历就是光。
In the first session, we said that the first manifestation, the revelation of that experience is the light.
昨天下午我们讲到呢，这个生命在我们里面的第二个表现和经历就是膏油。
And yesterday afternoon, we talked about the second manifestation and experience of this life is anointment.
第三堂呢，我们讲到第三个表现呢，就是爱。
The third manifestation we said last night is love.
我们用了三个名词，第一个是生命的光。
We use three phrases. The first is the light of life.
第二个用到生命的膏油。
The second is the anointing of life.
第三个我们讲到身体的感觉。
The third we talked about the sense of life.
今天早晨呢，我们要来到第四个题目。
And this morning we come upon the fourth topic.
我个人思想的时候，我想到这个可以称作生命里的挣扎和征战。
I thought about this, and I think we can call it the struggle and the warfare in life.
或者我们简单的称它叫做为生命的征战。
Or we can simply say it is the struggle for life.
The battle for life.
我们请大家一起来读几处的经文。 Let us read a few passages.
在没有进入今天主题之前，我要稍微就着昨天有一个点我不清楚的和大家。
And before we enter into today's topic, I want to clarify a point that wasn't clear yesterday.
昨天在我们读第 约翰一书第二章二十节的时候。
Yesterday when we read 1 John chapter 2 verse 20.
那你说你们从那圣者受了恩膏。
It says, but you have an anointing from the Holy One.
这个受了是一个现在式的动词。
This word have is a present verb.
就是我们从那圣者我们得着我们有了这个恩膏。
And that is that from the Holy One we have received this anointing.
这是我们不仅是在得救的时候有了现在它在我们的里面。
It is not just something that we received when we were saved. It is currently in us.
好，我们来读今天所用的经文。
Let us read the passages for today.
请我们首先读约翰一书第二章。
Let us first turn to 1 John chapter 2.
我们读十二节、十三节。
We will read verse 12 and 13.
我们请大家同声的来读。
I ask that everyone read it together.
好，我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
小子们呐、我写信给你们，因为你们的罪借着主名得了赦免。父老啊，我写信给你们，因为你们认识那从起初原有的。少年人呐、我写信给你们，因为你们胜了那恶者。小子们呐、我曾写信给你们，因为你们认识父。我们在读第二处的经文，第三章第五节。
Let us read the second passage, chapter 3, verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Chapter 3, verse 5.
我们一起来。你们知道主曾显现，是要除掉人的罪，在他并没有罪。我们在读第八节。
Verse 8.
犯罪的是属魔鬼，因为魔鬼从起初就犯罪。神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。我们特别留意后面这一半，神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。
Let us pay attention to the second part of the verse. The Son of God appeared for the purpose to destroy the works of the devil.
我们在读约翰一书第四章第四节。
Let us now turn to 1 John chapter 4 verse 4.
我们请大家还是一起读一下。
Let's read it together.
小子们呐、你们是属神的
God,
并且胜了他们，因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。我们在读第五章，约翰一书第五章第四节第五节第六节。
First John chapter 5 verse 4, 5 and 6.
我们一起来。
Let's read it together.
因为凡从神生的就胜过世界，使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的吗？这借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督，不是单用水，乃是用水又用血。最后我们读第五章第十九节和二十节。
Chapter 5, verse 19 and 20.
我们还是请大家一起来读。
And let's read it together again.
我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。我们也知道神的儿子已经来到，且将智慧赐给我们，使我们认识那位真实的。我们也在那位真实的里面，就是在他儿子耶稣基督里面。这是真神，也是永生。好，我们读经就读这么多。
Let us stop here for the reading of the passage.
当我们仔细的把约翰一书反复的多读几次的时候，
When we read 1 John repeatedly,
可能弟兄姊妹们都会有一个印象。
Perhaps brothers and sisters would have an impression.
第一个印象呢，就是约翰他讲话呢，不像保罗那么样的有条有理。
First is that John is not like Paul, who speaks in a very orderly and rational fashion.
他好像把他的主题呢，像一盘珠子一串这个珍珠项链解开了一撒就满了一盘。
the topic, the focus of his topic is like a pearl necklace where he breaks the string and the pearls are just scattered all over.
所以我们要抓住他的主题, 好像每一句话都是一个主题。
And it is as if every verse is a topic.
每一段呢, 都很精炼。
And every passage has the essence.
所以有人讲哈, 使徒约翰的写作哈, 像行云流水一样。 像 the cloud in the sky and the waters in the stream. 你捕捉不到的。
It's very difficult for you to catch.
但是他的话语里面又是那么的深奥，那么的精炼。
But there is such depth and richness and essence to his words.
但是我们多读几遍的时候,
But when we repeatedly read them,
我们也感觉到他是有一个很清楚的负担要传递给我们。
We see that he has a clear burden that he wants to pass to us.
我今天早晨要交通他, 我自己领会其中的一个负担。
And I want to have fellowship with you about one of those burdens this morning that I have felt.
在这一卷书五章圣经里面,
In these five chapters,
他用了很多有强烈对比的名词来描写两种不同的生命。
He used very strong words to contrast two different types of lives.
我们已经讲到他写这整卷书的一个负担了, 是要叫我们信奉神儿子耶稣之名的人了。
We have already shared that the reason for writing this entire book is to let us know that those of us who believe in the name of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, that we have eternal life.
前天和昨天呢, 我们已经用三方面来讲到这个生命在我们身上的表现和经历。
And on Friday and Saturday, we have already used three different aspects to show the revelation and the experience of this life.
啊, 就是呢, 光, 膏油和爱。
And that is the light, the anointing, and the love.
那么, 但是我们发现, 在这一卷圣经里面, 他还讲到另外一个生命的表现。
But we also see that in this book, he talks about the manifestation of another life.
今天早晨我们的主题就要来看这两个生命中间的矛盾、冲突和征战。
And this morning, we want to see the conflict and the battle between these two lives.
我要稍微举一点例子他做的对比。
I want to give you a few examples of this contrast.
当他说到神就是光的时候,
When he talks about God is light,
他也讲到人活在黑暗里面,
he also talks about men living in darkness.
他说呢, 当我们恨弟兄的时候, 我们就活在黑暗的里面。
He said, when we hate our brothers, we are living in the darkness.
他说到我们主耶稣就是那起初原有的生命的话语的时候,
when he talks about how our Lord Jesus is the beginning, the original word,
他也说到远离神的人呢，是住在死亡的里面。
He also talked about those who are far from God, how they live in death.
他讲到圣洁公义的生命的时候，
When he talks about the holy and righteous life,
他也讲到我们人呢，有不遵守神命令，我们行不义的生活。
And he also talks about how we live an unjust life that disobeys God.
他讲到我们 爱神的时候,
when he talks about how we love God,
我们就爱我们的弟兄,
and how when we love God, we love our brothers,
我们彼此相爱,
and we love each other.
但是他也讲到呢, 我们有的时候会恨弟兄,
but he also said that sometimes we may hate brothers.
他说恨弟兄的就是杀弟兄的。
He said those who hate their brothers are killing their brothers.
我们看见他在那里用很强烈的对比来描写这两个生命的表现。
We see how he uses these sharp contrasts to describe these two lives.
当他讲到真理的时候,
when he talks about the truth,
他也讲到那个说谎话的,
he talks about those who lie,
他也讲到那虚谎者,
and he talks about the fake one.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以我们看见呢, 当我们蒙恩得救了以后,
so brothers and sisters, we see that after we have been saved,
我们里面实在从主耶稣基督那里, 得着了永远的生命。
Inside of us, we have truly received the eternal life from Jesus Christ.
这永远的生命不是别的，不是一个事情，而不是一个理论。
不是一个规条。
This eternal life is not something. It's not some doctrine. It's not some statue.
It is not a thing, but it's a person.
It is not a thing, but it's a person.
是一位，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
It is a person, and it is it. He is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以有一首诗歌。他讲了，若是人问我，你怎么知道主耶稣活着呢？
So there is a hymn that says, "How do you know Lord Jesus lives?"
我能够很有把握的，很喜乐的，而且呢，满带着爱的跟人说呢，因为他活在我的心里面。
I can say with full assurance and joy that He lives within me.
这个叫做信耶稣。
That is believing in Jesus.
弟兄姊妹们，但是另外一面来讲
，But brothers and sisters, on the other hand,
我们原来。那个在罪的天性里面的生命呢，并没有就除去了。
Our original life that was in sin, it did not disappear.
照着我的本相，我还是我原来那个人。
According to my nature, I am still the original person.
只是因着神的怜悯和恩典，现在我里面多了一个属天的生命。
But because of God's mercy and grace, I have an additional life in me.
所以我们基督徒啊，就是活在天和地的夹缝中间的人。
So Christians, we live in the crack, in the gap between heaven and earth.
In the interface.
We live in the interface.
And of heaven and earth. 弟兄姊妹，这个 interface 在电脑上面叫做界面，对不对？从这个到那一个，中间有一个东西叫做界面。
That in computer we have interface that helps us to get from this side to the other side.
这个解释今天我们基督徒的生活，我们的经历。
That explains our Christian life and our Christian experience.
我们在主里面的时候是光明的。
When we are in the Lord, we are in light.
在基督里面的时候，我们里面是蛮有滋润，蛮有膏油的。
When we are in Christ, we are nourished and we have the anointing.
我们。在基督里面的时候，我们里面呢被爱充满了。
When we are in Christ, we are filled with love inside.
我们能够活出那个爱的生命来。
We can live out that life of love.
但是我们发现呢，有一个好像很强大的势力要把我们拉出来。
But we find this tremendous force that wants to pull us.
把我们拖下去。
To pull us down.
叫我们离开基督这个生命。
To pull us away from the life of
Christ. 叫我们去思想自己。
To let us think about ourselves.
叫我们去思想。今天外面的事物
to let us think about things of the outside world
叫我们去重视今天的环境
let us focus on the environment
我们就发现我们落进了黑暗的里面
and then we find that we've fallen into a state of darkness
我们里面的活力不见了我们觉得里面死气沉沉的
that we feel as if we are dead inside the liveliness is gone
而且很多时候我们不知不觉我们就言行不一致了我们是说谎了
And then gradually, without knowing, what we say and what we do become different.
所以昨天有一位弟兄跟我讲，他伯君，我想我当然还不是这样，但是有人说呢，我们基督徒是戴着一个面具的。
And one brother said to me, Brother Bo, I don't think I'm like this, but other people say that Christians seem to live with a mask.
所以有人就讲基督徒啊，就跟法利赛人差不多。
And people say that Christians are like the Pharisees.
我们一方面敬畏神呢，一方面我们行为又是另外一样。
On one hand, we fear God. On the other hand, our actions are different.
弟兄姊妹们，那是什么原因呢？
Brothers and sisters, what is the reason?
因为有两个生命在我们的里面。
Because there are two lives inside of us.
我们这个身体就是它的界面。
And our body is the interface.
弟兄姊妹们，我们就活在一个不断的矛盾。冲突、挣扎和征战的里面。
And we live in this constant struggle, this constant battle, this constant conflict.
但是我们回想一下
，But if we look back，
我们没有信主以前呢，我从来没有这些经历的。
Before we believed in the Lord, I never had such experience.
我说了谎就说了谎，有什么了不起呢
？If I lied, I lied. What's the big deal？
如果我今天批评了别人，我恨别人，有什么了不起呢？他也这样对我。
If I criticize or if I hate someone, what's the big deal? They treat me the same way.
如果我今天用了手段呢，对付了一个人呢，这有什么了不起呢？世界上的人都是这样啊。
If I use some coil and cunningness to treat someone, then what's the big deal? Because this is how people of this world treat me.
但是一个有了永生的人。
But someone who has the eternal life.
我们再有这样的生活。
When we still have that life.
我们里面就痛苦。
Then we suffer inside.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this experience?
这个痛苦，我称它叫做神圣的痛苦。
This pain, this suffering, I call it the holy suffering.
如果你没有这个生命, 你根本不会苦的。
Because if you don't have this life, then you won't have this suffering.
所以今天很多人呢, 基督徒啊, 我们也爱世界, 但是爱得很痛苦, 不像以前不信主的时候,
so today, many Christians, we also love this world, but we love this world in pain, not as the other people who enjoy loving this world.
我就碰过有弟兄姊妹没有信主以前喜欢打麻将。
I've met brothers and sisters who like to play mahjong before they believed in the Lord.
很久不打,
and after they believed in the Lord, they have not played for a long time.
我的好朋友来了说,
and there's a good friend who came and they say, there are four of us, let's play.
打完以后啊, 痛苦得要命,
and that after they played, they were in commitment. I said, did you lose money? And I said, no, I won money, but I won money with such pain. Why is it? Because Lord Jesus is inside of you.
主耶稣在你里面,
because Lord Jesus is inside of you, you have this holy suffering.
弟兄姊妹们, 哪里有主耶稣和他的生命, 哪里就有矛盾, 哪里就有挣扎, 哪里就有仇敌的攻击和诡计。
Wherever there is the life of Jesus, then there is the attack of Satan, and there is the struggle, and there is the conflict.
这是我们基督徒不能忽略的。
That is something that us Christians cannot ignore. We cannot stick our head in the sand and say, all is good. We don't want to be an ostrich.
弟兄姊妹们, 所以立位记里面, 神不喜悦他的儿女去吃鸵鸟。 去摸鸵鸟，为什么呢？我们不要做鸵鸟，有翅膀不会飞的。
In Leviticus, why is it that the Lord is not pleasing for his people to eat the ostrich or to touch the ostrich?
使徒约翰他实在是一位成熟的基督徒。
Apostle John is truly a mature Christian.
他在爱中呢，跟我们说诚实的话。
And in love, he has told us the truth.
他很清楚地告诉我们，我们是活在这个诫命的里。
He clearly tells us that we live in this interface.
哪里有主耶稣的彰显?
Wherever there is the manifestation of Lord Jesus.
哪里有永生的经历和表现?
Wherever there is the manifestation and experience of eternal life.
哪里就有冲突?
And that is where there will be the impact.
哪里就有矛盾?
Where there will be conflict.
哪里就有仇敌的诡计和攻击?
And where there will be the plot of the Satan.
好，弟兄姊妹们，那么这一个征战，它的焦点是什么？他们在争什么事情？
This battle, what is the focal point? What are they fighting for?
我们简单的把它归结在两个点上面。
We can summarize it into two points.
第一个哈，就是争了，神要把生命在他儿子里面赐给人。
The first is that God wants to give us life in His Son.
但是撒旦呢,
but Satan is obstructing men from receiving that life.
所以他就用一切的诡计和方法呢,
so he uses all kinds of plots to prevent men from getting that life.
所以每一个考验都是考验我们是否里面有这个生命。
So every test is testing to see whether or not we have this life inside of us.
弟兄姊妹们，你是不是经过许多这样的考验？
Brothers and sisters, have you gone through many tests like this?
我盼望我们信主越久哈，越有这个惯于征战的。 一个老兵的姿态,
I hope that the,
我懂得属灵的征战,
that the longer that we've been a Christian, the more we understand about the spiritual battle.
我们知道在传福音的时候我们遇见这种的征战。
We know that when we're preaching gospel, we encounter this battle.
仇敌呢,就是不让人去得着这个生命。
That the enemy wants to prevent men from getting this life.
这个生命我们讲到就是永生的。
And this life is the eternal life.
是得胜的生命。
This is a victorious life.
它是不朽坏的生命。
This is an incorruptible life.
也是仇敌不能摧毁的生命。
And this is a life that the enemy cannot destroy.
所以他要用尽一切的方式拦阻人得着这个生命。
So he uses all kinds of ways to prevent men from getting it.
好叫人呢一直在他的权势的辖制的底下。
So that men would continue to be under his dominion.
他用尽了引诱欺骗的。 这个威胁迫害的方式，叫人不要去得这个生命。
He uses a temptation, he uses a persecution, he uses lies and all kinds of different ways to prevent men from getting it.
那么这个征战的第二面。
The second aspect
is we have this eternal life.
And that is once we have this eternal life.
神已经在他儿子耶稣基督里面使我们得着了这个生命。
God has already given us this life in His Son Jesus.
在我们的生活，在我们的侍奉的里面。
Then in our daily lives and in our service.
仇敌啊，就千方百计的拦阻啊，叫我们在这个生命里面不能够得，让这个生命在我们身上得着完全的发表。
Then the enemy will do all he can to prevent this life from fully revealing itself in us.
但是神呢，今天在基督里啊，借着圣灵在我们身上工作，就是要让这个生命啊在里面发展起来，而且不受抑制啊，不受阻碍的，不受破坏的彰显出来。
But Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, will let this life grow and develop without obstruction in us.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们今天啊，基督徒个人和教会在地上我们的走的道路的经历。
Brothers and sisters, that is the experience of the walk for Christian and for church in this world.
好，我相信弟兄姊妹都有一点啊这样的感觉。
I believe brothers and sisters would all have this similar feeling.
在征战的时候啊，我们刚开始不觉得这个，不知道这个名词，这是一个生命的征战。
That at the beginning we don't know that this is a battle, a struggle for life.
我们只知道里面呢，常常好像有一个矛盾。
We only sense that there is a conflict inside of us.
常常有一个冲突。
That often there's an impact.
就像保罗在罗马书第七章里面说的。
Just as Paul said in Romans chapter 7.
当我里面呢要遵循神旨意的时候，我就感觉有一个恶在我的里面，如影随形的跟着我。
That whenever I want to do good, I feel there is an evil force inside of me that is following me.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有这种经历啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you have this experience?
有时候碰到这种经历真是很麻烦的。
Sometimes when you encounter this, it's very troublesome.
我们以为那个就是我自己。
We feel that that is ourselves.
那个邪恶就是我自己。
That evil is ourselves.
确实，它是借着我来表现。
True, it is being manifested through me, but it is from the devil.
我们小时候啊，在儿童班呢，就唱一首诗歌。
When we were little, we sang a hymn in a children's class.
啊，他说呢，我的心中两个王。
He says that in my heart there are two kings.
一个叫我上天堂。
One tells me to go to heaven.
一个叫我下地狱。
And the other one tells me to go to hell.
小时候就唱了也不懂。
When we were little, we would sing and not understand.
等到自己真的重生得救了。
But after when we are truly reborn.
这个经历在里面是很真实的。
That experience is very true.
若是我们不明白的话，
If we do not understand,
我们落进仇敌的诡计，仇敌就控告他说：“看你这个人多坏。”
If we fall into the plot of the devil, then he would tell us, he would accuse us, and say how bad you are.
你可能根本没有得救。
Perhaps you have never been saved.
而且呢，主不会赦免你。
And the Lord will not forgive you.
我们落进这种的控告里面去的时候，我们就落在死亡中了。
When we fall into that state of accusation, then we fall into death.
如果我们走过了这一关，
Once we pass this,
有时候我们爱主，我们也遵行主的旨意呢，忽然之间里面有很沉重的感觉。
And when we love the Lord and when we obey His commandment, all of a sudden we feel this heaviness inside.
我们觉得做什么事情都不对劲了。
We find that no matter what we do, it's
wrong. 我不祷告还好，一祷告麻烦就来了。
That it's better when I don't pray, but once I pray, all kinds of trouble comes.
我不把这件事告诉主啊，还没有事啊。一告诉主，怎么搞的？车子也撞了，那个家里这个事情也来，那个事情也来了。
That it was, but once I prayed about this, then all kinds of trouble would come, and I would have a car accident, and this would happen, and that would happen.
弟兄姊妹，因为仇敌要把你从这个生命里面推出去。
Brothers and sisters, because the enemy wants to push you away from this life.
叫你怀疑主。
To have you doubting the Lord.
叫你看外面的事实环境，不看主自己。
To have you look at the reality and the circumstances on the outside, but not the Lord himself.
今天主所有完成的工作，我们要享受，都必须在信心的原则里面。
Today, in order to enjoy all the work that God has fulfilled, it has to be in the principle of faith.
我们可能不太清楚,
Perhaps we're not clear.
但是撒旦很清楚,
but Satan is very clear.
他就叫你用眼见, 不要用信心,
so he asks you to use your sight and not your faith.
凭感觉, 不要凭神的话语,
to go according to your feeling and not by the word of God.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有走过这一段路呢? 或者你正在走呢?
Brothers and sisters, have you walked this path or are you currently walking in it?
我自己啊，回顾我跟随主的年日。
When I look back to the years that I follow the Lord,
我越跟随主，我越觉得我是个坏基督徒。
The more I follow the Lord, the more I feel like I'm a bad Christian.
I'm a rotten Christian.
I'm a rotten Christian.
真是烂了不能再烂了，因为我实在很软弱。
I was rotten to the core because I was truly weak.
我只能跟主讲说，立志为上，由得我，只是行出来，由不得我。
I can only tell the Lord that I can determine to do the good, but cannot do it.
我但是我想啊，那些讲道的人啊，他们一定都是啊。 欢欢喜喜活在哈利路亚的这一边,
I look at these people who are, joyful and who are victorious every day.
特别我早期啊，被介绍读一些很爱主的弟兄们他们的写作。
Especially in the early days when I was introduced to read some of the writings of some brothers who truly loved the Lord.
像在南非服侍的这个 Andrew Murray.
Like the person who Andrew Murray who served in, in South Africa.
他写了很多住在主里有关的信息。
And we mentioned yesterday that he has written many things about living and abiding in the Lord.
我早期读他的东西的时候,
in the early days when I read his works,
读的时候就感觉到高油, 感觉到一个神圣清洁的味道。
And when I read it, I would sense this anointing, this freshness.
我想呢, Andrew Murray 出来一定是脸上发光, 头上也带着光圈的。
I feel like if Andrew Murray comes out, then his face would be shining with light and he would have a halo over his head.
后来我读他的传记啊,
and then later I read his biography.
他人生中有很长一段的日子啊, 他里面的冲突、矛盾、困惑非常的深。
That there was a for a long period of time in his life that there was this tremendous conflict and battle and struggle inside of him.
非常的尖锐,
it was very sharp.
所以我读完以后很得安慰,
so after I read it, I was very much comforted because I felt that I had hope.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有感觉有时候觉得你被打倒了，好像要失望？
Brothers and sisters, have you had the feeling that you've been beaten down and you're disappointed?
是的，我们应该对自己完全的失望。
Yes, we should be fully disappointed in ourselves.
但是一看主的时候呢,
but when we see the Lord,
保罗的经历就是说, 他说呢, 我们困惑, 却不至于失望。
Paul said that we are perplexed, but we're not disappointed.
这是保罗的经历。
That is the experience of Paul.
他为什么不失望呢?
Why is he not disappointed? Because he turned his sight toward Jesus. Because he touched upon the secret to succeed in this battle. Because from the beginning of the history of mankind until today,
在这个征战里面, 只有一位, 彻底的, 完全的, 真正的得胜,
because there is only one who truly, fully succeeded.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
当他在十字架上宣告说成了的时候,
when he announced on the cross that it is done,
那是一个确定的, 完成的, 彻底的得胜。
That is an absolute, an assured and complete victory.
他把神的旨意呢, 完全的成全了。
He has fully fulfilled the will of God.
使徒们记载那一段情景的时候, 有一些很具体的描写, 讲到他的得胜。
So when apostles were recording that passage, there were some very detailed descriptions about his victory.
圣经上面记载呢, 当主在加略山上说成了,
when the Lord said it is done on Galilee,
在耶路撒冷城里面, 这个摩利亚山上的圣殿, 那个至圣所和圣所中间隔断的幔子, 就从上到下裂开了。
And then in Mount Moriah, in the holy temple, the veil broke, the veil was torn from top to bottom.
啊, 弟兄姊妹, 那讲到呢,
it talks about how men can now return in front of God.
一切的拦阻,
all the obstructions and destructions have been removed.
马太福音里面还记载, 当时呢, 有许多的坟墓就裂开来了,
and the Gospel Book of Matthew records that at that time, many graves were broken open.
有许多已睡的圣徒呢,他们的身体就起来了,而且显给人看着。
And then all these saints who have been asleep were woken up and revealed to men.
这告诉我们说死亡和阴府的权势呢,都被彻底的摧毁了。
It tells us that the dominion, the power of death had been completely destroyed.
在殿里面那个幔子告诉我们说人再不活在律法底下。
The veil in the temple tells us that men no longer live under the law.
因为律法不能叫人完全。
Because law cannot perfect man.
但是神的儿子的生命叫人完全。
But the life of the Son of God can perfect
man. 那么坟墓崩裂了告诉我们什么呢?
So what does it tell us? What does the graves being broken open tell us?
那个辖制世界的幽暗势力已经完全被摧毁了。
That the force, the power that men cannot see, that governs the death has been destroyed.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们要常常来注视主耶稣。
Brothers and sisters, we have to often look to Lord Jesus.
我们每次来拨饼,
every time we come before the Lord's table,
我们看见桌上的饼和杯是分开的。
We see that the bread and the cup are separated on the table. We all know its meaning.
这个饼主说,
and the bread, the Lord says, is my body broken for you.
这个杯主说呢,
and he says that this cup is my blood spilled for you.
当一,
and that this is the blood of covenant.
当一个人的身体和血分开的时候, 我们知道这个人他就死了。
We know that when the blood and the body are separated, then we know this person has died.
主借着十字架的死,
through the death on the cross, the Lord has destroyed the power of death.
我们看见神使他第三天从死里复活。
We see that God raised him from dead on the third day.
这个生命已经吞灭了死亡。
That life has swallowed death.
所以死再没有权势了。
So then death no longer has the dominion.
啊, 死的毒钩在哪里呢?
Then where is the hook of death?
啊, 他就在用律法。
Then he's using the law.
律法的权势在哪里? 捆绑人。
Where is the power of law? It is to constrain men.
但是我们的主已经胜过了。
But our Lord has already overcome. 啊,
我们感谢主, 每次我们拨饼呢, 一方面纪念主的死。
Whenever we come before the Lord's table, on one hand, we are remembering His death. In His death, we see life. We see resurrection, we see Him being risen up.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, that is where we stand in the battle.
我们在属灵的征战挣扎的里面，我们学会站对地位。
In the spiritual battle, we have to learn to stand correctly.
仇敌的诡计就是让我们站在跟他一样的地位，那我们就铁定失败。
The plan of the enemy is for us to stand on his side, then we are for sure to lose.
我们说在地上啊，打地面战争的，这个讲到要有制高点。
Whenever when people fight a ground battle, they talk about having a point of vantage.
啊，如果你能够占据那个制高点呢？ 那么就稳操胜券。
Then if you can stand on that point of vantage, then you are for sure to win the battle.
弟兄姊妹们, 我们在生命的征战上面, 神在基督里已经把我们带到天上。
That in this battle, the Lord has already brought us to heaven.
他的得胜, 啊, 是我们今天征战的那个, 我们所站的地位。
His victory is the place where we stand.
他的生命在我们里面是我们征战的那个兵器。
And his life in us is the equipment that we fight with.
好，我们今天在个人和教会的里面。
Today, individually or in church.
好，这一个征战呢, 仍然在持续的进行。
This battle continues on.
我们常常会问呢，主啊，为什么还留我在地上过这种呢？矛盾、痛苦、挣扎的生活呢？
Then we often ask the Lord, why are you still keeping us in this world to live this life of struggle and conflict and battle?
有很多神的儿女们就说，我们就不要去看这个哈，我们就 positive thinking, 天天哈利路亚就我们就得胜。
And some brothers and sisters would say, let us not think about that. Let's have the positive thinking and say hallelujah every day.
我曾经也试过。
And I tried that as well.
但是喊完了以后呢，里面还是有这些实际的事情。
But after I yelled hallelujah, I still have these real issues inside of me.
所以我相信啊，主有他的智慧。
So I believe that the Lord has His wisdom.
就好像主讲那个撒种的比喻一样。
Just as the Lord used the parable of sowing.
好，我们。我们知道在马太福音第十三章里面
We know that in Gospel Book of Matthew,
主讲的第二个比喻
In the second parable that the Lord told
天国呢好像一个人出去撒 生命的种子
He said that heaven is like a person sowing the field of life
到田间呢他撒完了生命的种子他就回去休息睡觉
And after the man has sowed in his field, he went back to rest
到了晚上呢就有他的仇敌来啊，把那个败子啊也拿着到同样的田里面去撒。
And at night his enemy would come and would the devil would come and harvest the fields.
这不是 harvest， 就是 sow the tear.
And sow the tail a tear of the of
that
he would sow the tear in the fields.
所以到了白天呢，这两样都长起来了。
So when day come, the two would grow at the same time.
这个撒种的仆人看见，就跟他的主人讲说：“你看呢，这里面长了败子，要不要我们去把它薅出来，把它拔出来？”
And the servant said to his master, "Look, there are tares in the field. Do you want us to pull it out?"
这主人说：“不，不需要，不需要。”
And the master said, "No."
让他们一起长。
He said, "Let them grow together."
你现在如果去把这个 tare 拔出来的话呢？说不定也把那个麦子拔出来，拔掉了。
He said, as you pull out the tares, you may be pulling out the good seed as well.
那么我们都知道，主把这一个比喻，他自己亲自为我们解开了。
We know that the Lord has personally explained this parable for us.
他说，撒那个生命种子的，就是人子。
He said, the one who is sowing the seed of life is the Son of Man.
好，那么这个生命的种子呢，就是天国之子。
And he said, the seed of life is the seed of heavenly kingdom.
The son of the kingdom of heavens.
Is the son of kingdom of heavens.
就是我们里面有永生的人，
并
且爱慕永生的人。
It is those of us who have the eternal life and who desires eternal life.
那个仇敌呢，就是撒旦，就是那恶者。
That the devil, the enemy is the evil one.
那么恶者撒的那个败子呢，就是世界之子。
He said, the tear that the enemy has sowed is the seed of the world.
The son of this world.
Is the son of this world.
就他们的生活呢，完全照着今生世界的风俗和潮流的。
And they live according to the trend and the traditions of this world.
弟兄姊妹们，我们看见主说不需要把这个恶现在就把它除去。
We see the Lord said that it is not necessary to get rid of this tear right now.
这跟一般种田的人的理论是不同的。
This is different from an ordinary farmer.
至少跟东方人的种田的方法不一样。
At least it's different from the way Oriental people sow the field, but that is the wisdom of the Lord.
神让我们得救了，我们有着永远的生命，仍然活在这个邪恶的时代。
God has saved us. And has given us this eternal life, yet still living in this evil world.
乃是要叫我们在这个世代中能够觉察，并且依靠在我们里面这永远的生命。
It is so that we would take notice and depend on this eternal life that is inside.
让我们去发现，在我里面这个生命是个宝贝。
So that we may find that this life inside of us is a treasure.
在我里面呢，主耶稣是极其的有能力的。
That inside of me, that Lord Jesus has tremendous power.
不仅如此
，Not only so，
并且他把我们放在仇敌和他的权势的底下。
He has placed us under the dominion of the evil one.
好使我们能够在我们的肉身生活的里面,
so that in our lives in this world,
在这个世界上呢, 把神已经放在我们里面那个生命, 他的能力和价值表现出来,
so that we can manifest the value of the life that God has deposited in us.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是神给我们的见证。
Brothers and sisters, that is the testimony that God has given us.
这也是我们今天的见证。
And that is our testimony today.
我相信有过经历的弟兄姊妹都能够说阿们。
I believe that brothers and sisters who have experienced can all say.
但是在我们还不明白这个原则的时候,
but before we understand this principle,
我们被主带进这个环境里,
when we have been brought into the environment
我请问一下,
by the Lord,
你有没有困惑呢?
Let me ask you, are you perplexed?
我相信有的。
I believe you will.
你有没有害怕呢?
Are you afraid?
我相信有的。
I believe you will be.
你有没有灰心呢?
Have you been? Are you losing faith?
我相信有的。
I believe there will be.
你有没有软弱呢?
Are you weakened?
我相信有的。
I believe there will be.
没有一个人呢一得救了，哈，他就刚强到底的。
There is no person who has been saved once and has strength until the end.
我曾经碰过一个年长弟兄，他说一个人只要得救了，他必定是得胜的。
I've met an elderly brother who once said that as long as a person is saved, then he is an overcomer.
那我说如果我软弱了，到底我是不是没有得救呢？
So then I said, if I am weak, does that mean I have not been saved?
And 如果一个基督徒啊。 他软弱了,犯罪了,他就还没有得救,
he said, if a Christian is weak and he sinned, then that means he has not been saved.
还好这只是弟兄的意见,不是神的定规。
Fortunately, that is only the opinion of a brother and not the statue of the Lord.
如果神是这样定规啊,那救恩就很难临到我们了。
If that is the statue of the Lord, then the salvation will be very difficult to come to.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our Lord.
我们在天与地的夹缝中生活呢,
we live in the interface of heaven and earth.
是一个矛盾的生活。
It is a life of conflict.
当我明白了这个征战的原则,
when we understand the principle of this battle,
而且我学习去转向主,
and learn to turn to the Lord,
学习去依靠主,
learn to depend on the Lord,
学习呢, 交通与主的苦难,
to learn to have fellowship in His suffering.
弟兄姊妹, 你知道会发生什么事吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you know what would happen?
我们呢, 外面呢, 好像困惑, 但是里面却很确定。
We may be perplexed on the outside, but we are assured on the inside.
我们外面呢, 虽然忧愁, 里面却有说不出来, 蛮有荣光的大喜乐。
We may be worrisome on the outside, but inside we have this indescribable, glorious joy.
Unspeakable.
An unspeakable joy.
Joy. 我们知道, 你知道, 这就是基督徒的见证。
That is the testimony of a Christian.
这就是主为了他儿子在我们里面做的见证。
And that is the testimony that the Lord has given inside of us for His Son.
保罗经历了。
Paul experienced.
他说有这宝贝在我这个瓦器里面。
Paul said that I have this treasure inside this vessel.
所以他在哥林多后书第四章里面呢, 他一口气讲了四种的经历。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, he talked about four
different experiences. He
says, we have this treasure that is
inside this earthly
vessel to show this amazing power.
It's
from God.
不是出于我们,
and not from us.
他说我们四面受敌却不被困住。
He said that we have been pressed by the enemy from all sides but are not bound.
仇敌只能围我们四面,不能围我们上面。
Thank the Lord that the enemy can only bound us from the four sides, not from above. We can always have fellowship
为什么呢?
With the Lord.
Why?
Because the Lord lives inside of us.
啊, 他说呢, 我们被这个心里作难,
he said that we are perplexed inside but are not disappointed.
遭逼迫,
we are persecuted but not forsaken.
打倒了,
that we are beaten but not to the point of death. On Paul, he experienced it. And we know on Peter, he also experienced it. He talked about how a great persecution is coming. The great trial is coming and it's trying us as in fire.
但是他说啊, 在我们里面呢，就有说不出来、蛮有荣光的大喜乐。
But he said inside of us we have this unspeakable joy.
似乎是忧愁的，却是常常喜乐的。
That it looks as if it's worrisome, but it is joy.
所以等到约翰晚年的时候，他也为我们向我们做这个见证。
So in the latter days of John, he also gives us this testimony.
弟兄姊妹们，有的时候啊，我们经历一点这些患难。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes when we experience these persecutions,
我们才发现啊, 主的保守是有效的,
then we find that the keeping of the Lord is effective.
而且主借着这些患难, 借着仇敌的攻击, 激发我们里面这永远生命, 属灵的活力。
And the Lord, through these persecutions and trials, is stimulating the life that is inside of us.
弟兄姊妹, 你有没有碰过这样的情形呢?
Brothers and sisters, have you encountered this?
我无数次的我见过弟兄姊妹在这种环境里面，他们灵里面活了。
Countless times I see brothers and sisters whose spirit comes to life.
我要讲一位弟兄的见证。
I want to talk about the testimony of a brother.
这位弟兄我认识，但是他经历那件事情的时候我还小，我没有见过，我不在场。
This brother I know, but when he experienced this, I was not there. I was still very young.
这个弟兄呢，他很爱主，他是个军人。
This brother, he's in the military and he very much loves the Lord.
只要有机会就和弟兄姊妹一起聚会。
And whenever he has the opportunity, he would gather with brothers and sisters.
但是有一段时期啊，他这个身体坏了，他的胃有病。
And but for a period of time, he was very sick.
住院治疗。
And he was hospitalized.
胃几乎整个都切掉了。And
the doctor had to all cut away almost his entire stomach.
医生呢就不准他随便离开病房。And
doctors restricted him to not leave the room.
但就在他生病那一段日子。
But in the days when he was hospitalized.
他所聚会的那个团体弟兄姊妹中间出了很大的。 问题.
But during the time he was hospitalized, the gathering that he was at, the brothers and sisters had a very large problem.
所以很多神的儿女们的四分五散，聚会呢非常的低沉。
And the brothers and sisters all scattered throughout, and the gathering was very dead.
这个弟兄在病房里面也知道这些事情。
And this brother in the hospital also learned about this.
但是那里的情形，具体的情形，他可能。
But he did not know the details.
他在病房里面只想到现在是弟兄姊妹在聚会啊，我真是巴不得能跟他们一起祷告。
He in the hospital room, he was thinking, brothers and sisters are gathering now. I can only hope that I can pray with them.
有一个主日，他趁护士没看着，他穿上了便服就溜出去，到去哪去聚会。
And on the Sunday, when the nurse was not noticing, he put on his clothing and he slipped away to go to the gathering.
他到了聚会地方，弟兄姊妹正好在剥饼。
And when he got to the gathering, brothers and sisters were breaking the bread.
弟兄姊妹因着教会发生事情，没有人祷告，没有力量。
But because of what happened, the brothers and sisters did not have the strength to pray.
你知道，当大家不祷告的时候，弟兄姊妹为了维持聚会还有点生气，就不停的唱诗歌。
So, you know, brothers and sisters, when no one's praying, in order to have some liveliness in the during Lord's table, brothers and sisters would sing hymns.
所以有人讲啊，当我们生命活泼的时候，波饼聚会，三首诗歌大概就够了。
So people say that if when our lives are lively, then through the Lord's table, three hymns would be enough.
因为呢，我们都想要在主面前发表我的感谢。
Why? Because we all want to express our thanksgiving before the Lord.
那一天这个弟兄坐到聚会啊，半天也没人祷告，也没人提诗歌，连唱诗都没力气了。But
that day when our brother was sitting there during the Lord's table, no one was praying, and there were no one who was even singing.
许多人都在那里啊，发不出声音了。Many
people were there, speechless, that they were suppressed.
这个弟兄坐在后面。This
brother sitting in the back.
里面呢？ 感觉主真是爱我们了。He
felt that the Lord truly loves us.
他其实很弱。He
was actually very weak.
没有什么体力，他是轻轻地喊说：“主，我感谢你。”And
he was very weak, so he said, "Lord, I thank you."
主，我感谢你。Lord,
I thank you.
你是这么的爱我。You
so love me.
主，我赞美你。
Lord, I praise you.
忽然之间呢，圣灵浇灌全体弟兄姊妹。
And all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit poured down on all the brothers and sisters. And all the brothers and sisters came to life.
大家站起来, 赞美我们的主,
and they all stood up and praised
他爱我们,
the Lord. He loves us.
他胜过了仇敌的权势,
he has overcome the dominion of the enemy. He has overcome sin.
胜过一切的败坏,
he has overcome all the destruction. He has taken away the darkness and death. And from that day, that gathering, it was a turning point.
弟兄姊妹们, 仍然生活在这个征战的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we continue to live in that struggle today.
神要向我们证明, 在我们里面的生命, 就是主自己。
God wants to prove to us that life that is in us is Lord Himself.
像这里的第四章第四节里面讲到的。
As it says in chapter 4, verse 4,
他说你们是属神的, 并且胜了他们。
He says, it says that you are from God and have overcome them.
因为那在你们里面的,
because greater is He who is in you than He who is in the world.
弟兄姊妹,我们常常看外面的,
we often look at the outside and then we are very weak.
我们一看里面的,
but when we look inside,
一摸着, 这个永生,
when we touch on this eternal life,
弟兄姊妹,
then brothers and sisters, you will not be bound. It is as if a helicopter is lifting us to heaven.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, do you have this experience? 特别是在教会的生活里面, especially in the lives of church, this experience is rich.
神爱我们, 神爱我们。
That Lord God loves us, God loves us.
连他爱子, 他都不吝惜,
and He has not held back His only begotten Son.
我们刚刚唱那首诗歌, 你有没有感觉神这么爱我们?
Do you feel that the Lord loves us so much?
他把上好的给我们,
He has given us the best.
我还有一点点时间, 我要快快地讲,
I have a little bit of time that I'm going to speak.
我们讲到呢, 这个得胜的, 我们所占的地位, 乃是我们的主耶稣自己, 他所完成的救恩。
We say that the place where we stand to overcome is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
这个得胜的兵器呢, 乃是在我们里面的基督。
This equipment for victory is the weapon for victory is Lord Jesus that is inside of us. And that is the eternal life that we have. Then how do we use this?
怎样活出这个永生的能力?
How do we live out the power of this life? I want to mention three points.
刚才我们读第五章第, 四节到第六节,
we read chapter 5, verse 4 through 6.
在那里约翰告诉我们说, 凡从神生的就胜过世界。
There, John tells us that what is born of God overcomes this world.
并且使我们胜了世界的就是我们的信心。
And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith.
我们能够经历这个永生, 带给我们得胜的三个要素，第一个是信心。
We can experience the victory that this eternal life brings us. There's three things. The first is faith.
当我们肯运用信心的时候,
when we are willing to use our faith,
肯承认主耶稣的时候,
when we are willing to acknowledge Him,
肯持定基督的时候,
when we are willing to hold fast to Jesus,
我们灵里面就有了活力。
And then in our spirit there is power.
这个活力乃是从神的灵, 就是荣耀的神, 他把他的灵放在我们里面。
And this power comes from the Holy Spirit that the living God has given us.
叫我们里面的人刚强起来。
So that our inner self can be strengthened.
我们的 inner man.
Our inner man can be strengthened.
我们看见了, 当我们灵里面刚强的时候,
when we are strengthened in our spirit,
主也让我们这个整个魂蒙他的保守。
And then the Lord will keep our soul.
我们的常常啊, 我们灵里面暗淡了, 我们的心思意念, 读什么东西都有味道, 读圣经就是没味道。
We see that when our spirit is dimmed, then we find other things to be interesting, but not reading the scripture.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹, 你有没有这种经历?
你是很想读圣经的。 You really want to read the scripture.
也照着每天的时间, 计划哈, 每天读要读的圣经，结果是圣经看你，你没看到圣经。
But and you read the scripture according to your plan at the set time.
这是一个征战。
But you're reading the scripture, nothing comes in. But you need to be kept by the Lord.
我出来前，我们有一个弟兄在教，
Before I left, a brother gave a testimony during Bible study.
他说呢,我遵守弟兄们的约定,我每天呢,都读一点圣经。
He said, I do according to what we agreed and read a bit of scripture every day.
一年读一遍,
and to read the entire Bible
啊,
once an entire day, in a year. So every day I have to read a few chapters.
我发现我有很长一段日子,每天晚上读圣经啊,我勉强我自己坐在圣经跟前。
And he said, for a very long time, I find that I'm very unwilling to sit before the Bible.
我照着我自己的进度啊,读那几章圣经。
I read these few chapters according to plan.
每个字我都读了,读完一关照,我问我自己刚才看了什么,一点印象都没有。
And then after I read it, I closed the Bible and I don't have any impression of what I read.
他就为这个事情很难过,到主面前祷告,我该怎么办?
And he was very
放弃好不好?
Sad. And he went before the Lord to pray and said, can I give up?
我曾经年轻的时候,我放弃过好多次。When
I was young, I've given up many times.
感谢主,我们的弟兄啊,他就到主面前祷告啊。 主就开始在他里面说话。
But thank the Lord, when our brother went before the Lord to pray, the Lord spoke to him.
我跟他说,你每天中午休息的时候,你做什么?
And the Lord asked him, what do you do every day during lunch break?
他说,我休息的时候吃饭呢?
He said, I'm eating.
吃饭的时候你在做什么?
He said, what are you doing when you're eating?
他说,我开着电脑啊, 公司的电脑。
I'm looking at the computer.
他说,你电脑在做什么呢?
He said, what are you doing when you're eating? The Lord is very detailed.
他跟主说,主啊,我在看一个网页叫做文学城。
And he said, I am looking at a website called the Literature City.
主就不说话了。
And the Lord doesn't speak anymore.
他就思想这什么事情?
And he thought what this is about.
他每天都看,他觉得这个是一个正当的嗜好,而且高尚的嗜好。
And he thought this is a very legitimate hobby and a good hobby.
天天看看这些文学城的评论啊，这些东西。
Every day he would go to the website to read literature.
我是一个科学家，总需要有一点人文气息吧。
Said, I am a scientist. I should read some literature.
主没有说话。
And the Lord did not speak.
他再回去祷告。
And he went back to pray again.
他里面有一个感动，不看这件事情，不看这文学城。
And he had a feeling inside that he shouldn't read this website.
他把这个放下了。
He put it down.
那天晚上读圣经。
That night he read the scripture. And he was almost crying.
主向他说话,
the Lord spoke to him.
他说我现在好喜欢读圣经。
He said, now I truly enjoy reading the scripture. He said, every week I can't wait until Friday to be with brothers and sisters to read the scripture.
我们肯用信心顺服主,
if we are willing to use our faith to obey the Lord, then our thoughts will be kept.
今天有多少事情在我们里面,我们跟主说,主啊,这个我不能放掉。
How many things inside of us we say, Lord, I cannot let this go.
这些东西就是世界。
These things are the world.
世界把我们包住了,你想主进来,主从我里面出来,主被困住了。
The world is wrapped around us, and the Lord cannot come out.
有的时候我们的情感,
many times our emotion.
弟兄姊妹,我们有时听弟兄姊妹祷告, 他们对主的爱好像从那祷告里面流出来。We
hear brothers and sisters pray, and we hear their love for the Lord pouring out of the prayer.
我怎么祷告的时候都好像在做工作报告一样,四平八稳。Why
is it that when I pray to the Lord, it's like reporting for work?
你有没有为这个痛苦难过?
Have you been sad about this?
我有时候也常常痛苦。Many
times I also suffer.
有时候我看见一些弟兄姊妹,他们一拨饼啊就流泪。
I see some brothers and sisters, whenever they come before the Lord's table, they cry. We're not looking for people to be emotional. But they have truly been touched by the love of the Lord. But why is it that I'm not touched? It's a matter of faith. We have to come before the Lord. And then how easy it is for the Lord's love to flow into my heart. Many times our mind is the same way.
做地上的事情的时候,我们意志果决,判断准确。
When we are doing things of this world, we are very determined and we make
the right decision.
And how much money I make for the company.
但是一碰到属灵的事情,我们优柔寡断的,犹豫不决。
But whenever we encounter spiritual things, how uncertain and doubtful we are.
一下想可以这样,一下想还是回来,不要。
我常常这样。 And on one hand we say we do this and then we turn back. Is that not our Christian life?
有时候主跟我说这样,我说主啊,再说吧,再说吧,明天再看看。
Sometimes the Lord says something to me. And then I say to the Lord, let's wait until tomorrow.
弟兄姊妹, 这都是属灵生命的征战,
brothers and sisters, these are all spiritual struggles on the aspect of soul. And many times it's also in our flesh.
啊, 仇敌叫我们感觉疲倦,
that the enemy makes us tired.
叫我们感觉无力,
makes us feel like there's no power. And sometimes to use illness to attack. It tells us that you should rest.
你去啊, 给弟兄姊妹麻烦, 还带传染病去啊,
and you will just spread the germs if you go.
是不是, 若是我们是天然的, 我自己疏忽, 我该休息,
if in our flesh, in our nature, if we're tired, then we should admit that we need to rest.
但是很多时候仇敌是用借着这个, 叫你没有勇气啊, 运用生命。
But many times the enemy uses this so that you don't have the courage to use life.
我自己多次在服侍之前头痛了，像刀子像斧头劈了我的头一样。
There are many times before I start the service, my head would hurt so much.
我常常跟主说，主啊，我这样怎么能够上台呢？
And I would say to the Lord, how can I preach? How can I speak like this?
但是很奇妙啊，靠着主站上来。
But very amazingly, by the power of the Lord, when I stand up there, that pain would go away. And after the gathering, there's nothing. We know that is the enemy obstructing us. Brothers and sisters, have you encountered this? Have you used faith? The faith connects us to heaven. It is not a matter of how great your faith is. The question is whether or not you use your faith. Do you dare to use your faith?
啊, 第二个啊,
the second,
我们讲,
the second is to respect the sense of life.
我们已经讲过前面三篇的信息，总括起来就是生命的感觉。
The three sermons before, if we summarize them, it is the sense of life.
主在我们里面是光,
the Lord in us is light.
主在我们里面是滋润的膏油,
the Lord inside of us is the nourishing anointing. The Lord inside of us is love.
我们尊重这感觉,
we have to respect that feeling.
在这个感觉的里面, 我们生活的时候, 你就看见, 啊, 我们能够走过, 环境, 走过仇敌的拦阻。
When we are in this sense, then we will see that we can walk past the obstructions, the obstacles set by the enemy.
我昨天呢已经讲了很多的见证和例子，我就不再多说了。
Yesterday I already gave many testimonies and examples.
第三个哈,
the third.
好，我们看见在第六节。
In verse 6.
这个第五节讲啊，胜过世界的是谁呢？不是那信耶稣是神儿子的。
In verse 5, it says, who is the one who overcomes the world but he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God?
我们这后面讲到, 信耶稣是神儿子的, 我们里面就有永生, 这个生命的感觉我们尊重他。
We said that when we believe that Jesus is the Son of God, then we have eternal life and we respect that sense of life.
啊, 然后呢, 第六节说, 借着水和血而来的就是耶稣基督。
Then verse 6 says, this is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ.
我个人领会啊, 这里借着水而来的耶稣基督, 讲到主耶稣弃绝他自己。
My own sense is that when it says that Jesus Christ came by water, it talks about how Jesus Christ forsook himself.
好, 就是他呢, 虽然是无罪的, 他不需要悔改, 但是他到约旦河去受约翰那个悔改的敬。
Even though he was sinless and he does not need to repent, but he went to the river Jordan and was baptized.
这是主耶稣十字架的意念。
That is the will of the cross.
那个血呢, 是指着主在十字架上为我们舍命流血。
The blood is referring to Jesus Christ bled and died for us on the cross.
啊, 那个血说出主耶稣的死。
That blood refers to the death of Jesus Christ.
啊, 主耶稣呢, 倾倒他的自己。
Lord Jesus Christ emptied himself.
啊, 前面是他 denied himself.
The first is when he denied himself.
现在呢, 他倾倒他的自己。
And then the second it was when he emptied himself. So his blood was shed completely for us.
这是主耶稣十字架他的事实。
That is the fact of Lord Jesus the cross.
还有第三样就是圣灵。
And the third is the Spirit. And that is the glory the Lord Jesus has received through the cross. That is a very important principle for us to be victory in this battle. We have to. In order to have the heavenly experience, we need to have fellowship with the cross. We have to use this cross. The Lord came through the water and the blood. And then the life that is inside of us is also manifested by this
cross.
Whenever we are willing to deny ourselves, when we are willing to hand over to the cross, whenever we are willing to put down ourselves for brothers, therefore the scripture says that there is no love that is greater than willing to give up your life for the brother. In our service, you have your opinion and I have mine. Perhaps I feel that my opinion is more spiritual. But then you say your opinion is very good, then I would put mine down. That is called emptying oneself. To do according to your comments. The first to experience the Holy Spirit is the one who emptied himself. And the third is the Holy Spirit. The three connected together is the testimony. What is this testimony? And that is God has given us eternal life. And that life is manifested in us.
弟兄姊妹,那个得胜,仇敌一切的权势就出去了。
And that overcome that the full power of Satan is pushed out. Even though this whole world is under the dominion of the evil one. But in this world there is a group of people who manifest life.
所以约翰讲到, 我们知道自己是属神的,
so therefore John says that we know we belong to God.
而且我们也知道神的儿子已经来到,
and we also know that the Son of God is here where he's inside of us.
借着主赐给我们的智慧,
through the wisdom God has given us.
这个智慧就是我们懂得这个生命的征战的智慧。
And this wisdom is to understand the battle for life.
我们懂得怎样去运用这个生命。
We know how to use this life.
去依靠这个生命。
To rely on this life.
我们去高举我们的主耶稣。
We lift up our Lord Jesus.
亲爱弟兄姊妹, 神就让我们认识那真实者。
Then, dear brothers and sisters, the Lord will show us the true one.
弟兄姊妹,有一天我们见主的面, 我不晓得你会觉得主啊, 怎么你是这个样子呢? 我怎么好像不认识你呢?
One day when we see our Lord Jesus, I don't know if you would say, Lord, how come you look like this? I don't know you.
还是我们没见到主的时候, 我们就感觉呢, 主是我亲爱的, 我认识他。
Or is it even before we see the Lord, we know that the Lord is our dear one, that we know him.
我们要找到那条路。
We have to find that path.
因此呢, 巴不得我们见主面的时候, 我们就是欢欢喜喜地回家。
We hope that when we see the Lord, we are joyfully returning home.
因为我们见他面的时候, 我们都要像他。
Because when we see him, we will all look like him.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
在永生里面, 我们才真的认识神。
In eternal life, will we know the Lord?
不是在道理,
it is not in doctrine.
不是在教, 在知识,
it is not in knowledge.
不是在去世界各地游历,
it is not to travel throughout the world.
不是认识很多的圣徒,
it is not to know many things.
知道他们的见证和经历,
to know their experience.
而是你在里面,
and testimony.
你经历了永生,
but inside of you, you have experienced
你就知道他是真实者,
and you know he is the true
他说,
one.
这就是真神, 这就是永生。
And he said, that is the true God, the eternal life.
但愿我们抓住机会,
may we hold on to the opportunity.
我们好好的, 啊, 追求我们的主自己。
We pursue the Lord himself.
愿主祝福他的话,
may the Lord bless his word.
祝福所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
bless all the dear brothers and sisters. Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
你实在是蛮有怜悯。
You are truly full of mercy.
满了慈爱。
Full of love.
满了宽恕的主。
You are full of forgiveness.
你又满了你自己的恩惠。
You are full of your own grace.
主啊，你临到我们是把你自己给我们。
Lord, you've come to us by giving yourself to us.
你让我们在每天的生活中。
In our daily lives,
在我们的侍奉中,
in our services,
让我们经历这个生命,
let us experience this life,
让我们依靠你自己,
let us rely on yourself,
好叫我们知道自己有永生,
so that we may know that we have eternal life.
我们谢谢你向我们施的怜悯,
Lord, we thank you for the mercy you've shown us.
谢谢你这几天把你的同在和话语赐给我们。
Thank you in the past few days for giving us your words and your presence.
主啊，愿这些话语在我们的里面激励我们。
May these words encourage us.
叫我们爱慕生命。
So that we may desire life.
追求生命。
Pursue life.
跟随主耶稣。
Follow Lord Jesus.
好叫我们能够认识你。
So that we may know you.
也知道我们在你的里面。
And know that you are inside of us.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In the precious holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.